You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. As we close today's show in our final segment, I will bring in Jason, and we're going to dig into that Wednesday mailbag.
All right, Matt, this is from Stephen Sine, I'm assuming. What's the status of Gordon's appeal for a 17-game suspension? Haven't heard anything about it.
I haven't heard anything either, and I think that a lot of the reason is because...
He doesn't have a case?
He does not have a case. And it's and also because of the probably the Brady appeal and the appeals of the other suspensions, whether it's Gates or Sheldon Richardson or Rolando McClain, they are going to feel those before because they're probably most relevant to this football season, not next year.
Eric tweets at the show, why is Ray Farmer fighting with Tashaun Gibson over an extra million a year? He'll be overpaid, but it's better than him leaving. I don't know if it's necessarily a million.
I don't think it's necessarily a million. And the one thing that we have to know is he can't leave, you know, for at least 2 years. And I believe that in that 2 year period, the Cleveland Browns and Tashaun Gibson will get a deal done. As I mentioned, I think in the next 60 days, a deal will get done where one side will bend because, and it won't break the relationship between the two parts.
Our good friend Paul Myers Golf tweets at the show, our Browns are bringing rookies in a week early. What can coaches do with them in that week leading up to training camp? That's usually the case where the rookies come in before the vets.
Correct. And it's going to be a lot like the OTAs and minicamp, except you're just going to have the hands-on personal time with those rookies to basically bring them back up to speed on what has already been installed. And what that time is for bringing them in early is bridging the gap of their first professional season. The expectations that they have, the communications of the play calls, the communication of their roles from the coaches to the players. And you just want when training camp actually opens and the veterans report, there not to be a rookie class or rookies taking part in first or second team reps or even third team reps that hinder your practices or hinder your production and growth as a team.
This one, we're obviously talking about jerseys earlier on the show. Trey Frazee, been waiting for a Danny Shelton jersey to become available since he was drafted. Still isn't available.
Really?
Really? You can't get a Shelton jersey?
Where's my phone? It's got to be on the Browns mobile app. I bet you can get a Shelton right now.
I don't know. That's news to me.
That is
that's not good.
That is not good.
We gotta get
Pro
on top
shop.
Of that.
Pro shop. Here we go.
A lot of people tweeting us pictures of people, you know, with their favorite Brown stuff. Pumpkinhead tweets at us, what color cleats will the Browns wear with the new uniforms? Black or white?
I believe they're gonna be a black shoe team.
Oh, really?
I believe they are. Based on what I saw out of practice. 1 minute.
1 minute.
That is it. This show was. You can get an Irving. I do not see a Shelton, so he is correct.
There's no Danny Shelton?
No, that doesn't make sense.
Wow.
All right. We'll work on it.
Christopher Beasley tweets at us, I have an autographed Archie Griffin nesting doll. And yes, Christopher, I know what those are. My grandmother has those.
I don't know what that is. Do I want to know?
Dude, they're pretty sweet. I'll show it to you. I'll post it.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for chiming in all day. You make this show go, especially when I'm in the driver's seat. I love your feedback. Today we had a great show talking about those autographs, talking about jersey sales. I want to give a big thanks to Bob Wachusen, the voice of the Jets, for tuning in and bringing us up to speed on everything New York Jets, week one opponent of the Cleveland Browns, as well as John Mullins from CSNChicago.com, recapping the Bears offseason, who will be our fourth opponent in the preseason. Gibbs, as always, it's very fun. Thank you for putting together an amazing rundown and running the ship from there in the Galleria Studios.
Thank you for bringing the autographed idea to the table.
You got it. It's my pleasure.
Good stuff. Good show today, guys.
You got it, man. Thank you, guys. Tune in tomorrow to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Matt Wilhelm, Jason Gibbs will be with you again on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.